Relationship issues?
Relationship talk
on 702.
So, it's time for our relationship feature. And today, we are discussing sex-related pain and injuries. And I would like you to join the conversation by sharing your own experiences, by also asking questions, if you have any, about how to maybe even have a chat with your partner about sex injuries, or even have a chat with your doctor about sex injuries, because I can only imagine how uncomfortable that conversation would be when you go and consult a doctor and they're asking, how did you get this injury? So sex is a pleasurable thing, but things can go wrong in the bedroom or in your living room, on your balcony. Getting hurt in the heat of passion is not uncommon, and yet it is rarely discussed. And that's why I think this is an important conversation to have, because these sex injuries can range from minor discomforts. Yes, there are people who have minor discomforts like muscle strains or they've got some bruising, but they're also more serious instances where you can have fractures or you can have tears. So taking it slow and knowing your limits can help avoid sex injuries and other hazards. There are people who have experienced tears to their vagina or anus. There are people who have experienced a broken penis, right? There are people who have had foreign objects stuck. Back injury, genital burning, etc., etc. So, have you experienced an injury as a result of lovemaking? Do you find sex to be quite painful during or after? 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. Dr. Elna Rudolph is a sexologist and the clinical head of My Sexual Health and the president of the World Association for Sexual Health. She's going to guide us through this conversation. Dr. Rudolph, thank you so much for making time for us. Good morning.
Hi, Clement. It's great to be back with you guys.
Thank you. It's good to have you back. What are some of the most common ways people get hurt while having sex?
You know, for me as a doctor, I see people who suffer from chronic sexual pain. So that is someone where sex hurt yesterday, it will hurt tomorrow. It's been hurting for at least a few weeks, months, or even years. So, and that has to do with some kind of a medical reason. They're not lubricating well enough due to a lack of hormones. They might have an infection. They might have endometriosis. You know, there's a medical reason for it. The other side of the coin is someone had some kind of an accident during sex and they accidentally got hurt during sex. So they usually have pain-free sex, but then this one time something happened and they basically sustained an injury. And those people either hide it and just pretend that nothing happened. And in most cases, it's okay. You know, like if you have just a little bit of a muscle strain or pull because you got into a strange position, it's probably not necessary to see a doctor. But if you use the sex toy and it unfortunately dislodged, you know, in your rectum, then of course you will end up in the emergency unit with that.
Yeah. How common are these, Dr. Rudolph? How common are these sex injuries and pain as a result of sex?
So one in five women experience sexual pain and approximately one in 20 men. Now, the most common reason for men to experience sexual pain is actually a condition called phimosis. So phimosis is where the foreskin in uncircumcised men gets too narrow. And then it's very painful when you get an erection because it stretches against that foreskin. Or sometimes there is, you know, the foreskin pulls back, but then you cannot get it back over again. Or when there's friction during the sex, it's painful. Or, of course, also if there's infections in men, but in one in five women. So that's quite common. You know, if you think of the amount of listeners that we have here today, one in five of those women have pain during sex.
And are people very open about it in your experience as a clinician, as a sexologist, or do you find that more and more people are often too embarrassed to admit what caused that injury or that pain?
Yo, Clement, I'm going to make you guess. Guess what is the longest that someone has had impossible penetration? So it's so painful that sex is completely impossible. They have an unconsummated marriage. Guess what's the longest that I've seen in my practice with someone basically hiding that?
And as a result, they were not having sex with their partner.
Yeah, they couldn't consummate their yeah. marriage. They never had actual sex.
Like what,
in six, years. What would you guess?
Sure.
I mean,
I don't know, Dr. Rudolph.
Can guess even in decades.
Okay.
30 years, Clement. 30 years.
What?
I've seen 28 years. I've seen 27 years. I've seen 26 years. So sometimes people walk with this problem for the longest time. They keep on wishing, thinking that it's going to get better. Sometimes it's guilt and shame that makes them not come out for help. Sometimes they've asked someone for help. Sometimes they've asked 10 doctors for help. And unfortunately, the correct diagnosis was never made. And then this patient just keeps on living with the sexual pain.
Sure. That's quite a long time. So, yeah. We're going to get to some calls and WhatsApps in a moment. I see they're coming through. 011-883-0702. That's the number to dial if you want to share with us your experiences around sex-related pain and injuries. Have you struggled with this for a long time where you were embarrassed to admit it, whether to your partner, whether to your doctor, maybe your gynae? But also, what have been those injuries? If you have been in that case where you experience pain or an injury during sex, what was the result of that? The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. Are there specific positions, Dr. Rudolph, that can lead to the most injuries or pain? In other words, what do our listeners need to be quite careful of?
Reverse cowgirl. That's the worst of the worst, reverse cowgirl.
Which one is that?
For penis fracture. So that would mean the guy's on his back and, well, it can be a male or a female partner sitting on them, but facing them towards the feet. And then if there's thrusting in that position, it is by far the riskiest position to cause a penis fracture. Have you heard of a penis fracture, Clement?
No. What does that mean? Is it broken?
It's broken and it snaps. You actually hear like a clapping sound when the penis snaps. And there is immediate loss of erection and there is bleeding, but it's internally. So it doesn't bleed like externally, it bleeds internally. And it is really a very unfortunate incident because if that happens, your risk of having permanent erectile dysfunction after that is quite high. It's very serious. You need to go to the emergency room immediately. So there's a snap. There's heavy thrusting, there's a snap, and then there's significant pain. Emergency.
Sure. Okay. What do you say to people, Dr. Rudolph, who say, but we love rough sex. We love, pushing it a little bit further and being on the urge. How do people like that balance, yes, enjoying the moment of rough sex, but also understanding that they have to be cautious not to have things like penis fractures?
Yeah. So you have to make sure that you have a safe word. That's the most important thing because, you know, if you saying yes and no during sex doesn't necessarily make the partner stop, but a safe word should make the partner stop immediately. So if something gets too rough and you say your safe word, the partner must stop immediately. Doesn't matter how close they are to their orgasm, doesn't matter how excited they are, they must stop immediately because it's getting dangerous. And then using aids like lubricants helps a lot. So if you want to be a bit more vigorous, then make sure that you are well lubricated. And that comes from two places. The one is hormonally, so the natural lubrication that a woman produces, or then using additional lubrication. And silicone lubes are way superior to water-based lubes in order to minimize the friction that that can happen.
011-883-0702. What are your experiences? The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. Straight to your calls and WhatsApps after the break. It's 17 minutes after 11.
Relationship issues.
Relationship talk.
On 702.
It's 20 minutes after 11 o'clock. We're having a discussion this morning with Dr. Elna Rudolph, who is a sexologist and the clinical head of My Sexual Health. She's also the president of the World Association for Sexual Health. And we're talking about sex-related pain and injuries. If you have had a sex injury, a pain during or after sex, how have you dealt with that? Yes, sex is a wonderful, pleasurable experience. But things can also get can also go wrong in the bedroom. There are people that have suffered from tears to their vagina. People have had a fractured penis. They've had foreign objects stuck. They've had back injury, genital burning. What's been your experience? 011-883-0702 is the number to dial. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. Before I get to those calls and WhatsApps, Dr. Rudolph, how serious are things like vaginal tears and urinary tract infections?
So, Clement, you know, when you get a cut in your mouth, it heals very quickly. It can often heal very quickly. So there might be a little tear there and tomorrow you're not even aware of it. It's not necessarily too serious, but I mean, it can be so serious that it goes all the way straight into the rectum, that it opens it up completely to the rectum side. So it can be very serious. It depends on what's the extent of the injury. And to avoid that, lubrication goes a long way. To treat it, we use like a kind of a barrier kind of cream that's also antibacterial. Oh. And then prevent it next time by using a hormonal cream. Urinary tract infections can be quite serious. You know, people can, it can go into their kidneys and it can actually give them septicemia. Worst case scenario, but I mean, it's very, 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 very unlikely. If you now and then get a UTI after sex, it is quite normal, you know, if it happens like once a year. But if you are someone who gets a bladder infection almost every time that you've had sex, you also want to go and prevent that. And there's now all kinds of natural things that you can take that helps you to prevent the bacteria from adhering to the bladder wall. So if the bacteria gets pushed in there during sex, afterwards you just urinate it out and it's not an issue in the long run.
Okay, let's go to some questions and people sharing their experiences. Anonymous says, hi, Clement and Dr. Rudolph. I once had a swollen penis after a night of sex, but it quickly healed on its own. Is this normal?
Yeah, so that can just be a little bit of, you know, like bruising, like an overuse kind of swelling. But what it sometimes is an allergy. Because, you know, people use pina colada lube and all kinds of weird and wonderful things. And you might be a little bit allergic to something like that, and that can also cause swelling. Or people use cock rings and they keep the cock ring on too long, and that can cause swelling as well.
Okay. Another person, Anonymous, says, hi, Clement. Please, can you ask the doctor? I met my partner 3 years ago. We are both over 40 years old. But each time we have sex, she always will have tears, injury, and pain. She told me she's been like this since she was born. Please, can you help us understand what could be wrong here?
Oh, yeah. Now, she needs an evaluation by a doctor that is really has a keen interest in sexual pain. And there is a reason for that. You do not have to go and accept that it must always stay like that. It can be a nerve problem. It can be a muscle problem. Yes, of course, there are some psychological things involved, especially if you've had it your whole life, but it is certainly, most certainly treatable. Please do not continue to have painful sex. If sex is a little bit uncomfortable every now and then because you're a bit constipated or something like that, it's nothing to worry about. But if you have sex that is painful three times in a row, please consult a doctor. If you're not happy with the doctor's answer, consult someone that is more specialized in it, because there definitely is a solution for sexual pain.
Okay. Another one says, Clement, hello to you and Dr. Rudolph. I'm 29 years old. I'm a woman and only recently became sexually active, possibly less than 10 times to date at the age of 29. Mm-hmm. I happen to experience some pain during sex. Now, I want to know, could this be as a result of not being sexually active frequently and at a young age, or maybe it has to do with the size of the penis of the partner, which, yes, I find pretty huge. I never experienced an injury, though, except that it just hurts.
It hurts, yeah. So, Clement, we see so much of that. The first thing people want to know, what's a normal size penis? So what you can do is you can take a tape measure or just a piece of string, wrap it around the base of the penis where it's at the biggest girth, measure it. Then look at the centimeters. Then if you go onto My Sexual Health's website and you put in dilators, you will see that all of the sizes are on there. Now, the average man is between a number 4 and a number 5. If you struggle that you think your partner is bigger than that, we see a number 6, a number 7, a number 8, then of course it's going to be more difficult to accommodate that, especially if you haven't had a lot of sex, if you haven't had a baby yet, it is more difficult to accommodate a larger penis. I would say again, make sure that the hormones are normal. If you are, for instance, on a contraceptive that a low-dose contraceptive that many women are on these days, that can cause dryness. You can use a local estrogen cream to help with the lubrication, and then, of course, use extra lubrication. But what we do for that is some physiotherapy. We use vaginal dilators and even Botox. So it might be that you're just still getting used to it and it will get better, but the muscles are probably too tight, and that you can stretch that yourself with your fingers. And if you don't manage, you can use dilators and or physio and or Botox. And remember now, Clement, I mean, this is not really, I cannot diagnose a person that I haven't seen. So this is just general advice, but we see so much of exactly that kind of case, and there's definitely help available for it.
Yeah.
Good morning, Clement. My name, yeah, I'm anonymous. I'm phoning on behalf of my wife. We have a serious challenge. It's been almost 3 to 4 years now. Been to several doctors, gynecologists, and other specialists. The one that deals with men is a neurologist, and women, there's another professor we went to. My wife has a terrible pain, sharp pain, that it's on her abdominal or around the womb, during sex, after sex, and when she's even seated. Can you ask the doctor how best can he help us, advise, or how to meet her? Because we'd love to meet her. She is terribly in constant pain, to a point that sex, it's a foreign thing in our marriage. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you so much, Anonymous, for sending that. Dr. Rudolph?
Yes. No, I would thank you for sharing that. And I would love to take a look and see how I can help. There is a device called the O-Nut, which is something that you put around the penis. If pain is deep, then you want to try and avoid deep penetration, because it sounded now like the pain is seated around the womb. So if you then provoke that area through thrusting, then you can make it worse. And, you know, yes, the first steps are, of course, see the gynecologist, make sure that there isn't something organic causing this pain. If you guys haven't seen a pelvic floor physiotherapist, I will strongly advise you to see one. So also on the My Sexual Health website under About Us, you will find someone hopefully in your area. If you want to see me, I'm also on there. But the physios, when the gynees cannot see something physically wrong, it's not a cyst, it's not endometriosis or myomas, it might be a problem with what we call a myofascial pain, where the fascia, that's these layers that's over the muscles, is very, very tight. And when the physio gets in there and releases it, it can make a big difference. But in complicated cases like this, where you can hear it's 3-4 years, it's multiple specialists, what you need is a multidisciplinary team approach. The answer is 10 to 1, not just this one person will have a magic bullet, you know, that there is a little bit of better medication that we can give. There's some physio that we can give. There might be some psychological stuff that can help you. There might be some aids, as I mentioned, the O-Nut, you know. So you often have to have a multi-pronged approach to a complicated situation like this.
Yeah. That takes us to 11:31.
Relationship issues.
Relationship talk.
On 702.
Right. Sex-related pain and injuries. What are your experiences? What are your questions? Let's start with your WhatsApps.
Hi, Clement, and hi to your guest as well. So I want to find out if this is valid. I've been feeling like condoms are giving me a yeast infection, and it is actually, you know, becoming an issue with like intimate moments with my husband, because neither of us are really trying to go for permanent contraception, and you know, so it's really getting in the way. And I'm not sure if it's just my imagination, but I'm almost certain every time after sex with the condom I get a yeast infection.
Sure. Yeah, Dr. Rudolph, yeast infection after sex with a condom, can condoms be the problems like that? And in some instances cause like vaginal cracking?
Yes. So the first thing I would want to know is, are you using flavored condoms? Are you using flavored lube when you use condoms? Because many people do that. And when you use condoms, you often need to have lube. And even if it is just a water-based lube, there's a lot of sugar in the glycerine part that water-based lubes are made of. So look, there's very unlikely to be actual candida on this sterile condom that you take from a pack. So it's not the condom that physically puts the candida in there, like you get with a sexually transmitted infection. But what happens is you have candida in your system, and then the sex changes the pH, just the extra lubrication. Even if you don't use any additional lubrication, your natural lubrication changes the pH, and that then might make it more favorable for the candida. Some people think it's candida, then it might be bacterial vaginosis, and the one is they grow at two different pHs. But it is quite common that an interference makes the candida flare up. So my advice for this is ask your doctor to prescribe you something like fluconazole, which is an oral tablet that you take that gets rid of the candida out of your system. And if you've been struggling with chronic candida, you can take this fluconazole even for 6 weeks or 6 months to get rid of it from your system. You can also try over-the-counter candida medicines, like, you know, the creams that you just insert into the vagina, but please insert it every single night for a minimum of 5 nights. But the problem with that is if you need to use local candida treatment frequently, it increases your risk of having pain during sex, because there is a substance that's in those creams that can be quite irritating. So using it once a year or so is perfectly fine. But if you need to use it regularly, they themselves can also cause a problem. So my point is actually get it sorted. You know, if you have candida in your system, get it sorted so that you can continue to use condoms.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another WhatsApp voice note.
Good morning, Clement and your guest. I want to remain anonymous here. I would like to know more about the pain that is associated with over-ejaculation. Because sometimes when you continue making love
to your partner for a longer period and you keep on ejaculating, sometimes you're not even sure that you're still ejaculating the right thing. But there's this pain that is, it's got pleasure and pain in itself. And sometimes even your partner enjoys, but she's also in pain, but she's still enjoying and she's not sure. She's also reaching orgasm after orgasm, and there's that pain that is associated with that orgasm. So if it's normal, and then how dangerous it is to practice all the time. Thank you, bye.
Dr. Rudolph, it's quite a conundrum, right? There's pain, but there's an orgasm, a pleasurable pain of sorts.
This guy is bragging, Clement.
That I mean, he is. Bragging. I mean, he is. He is.
No, this ejaculating after ejaculating after ejaculating. There's not many guys who can do that. A few more women who can orgasm after orgasm after orgasm.
Yeah.
So, look, on the one hand, it's great. It's pleasurable. As long as it's pleasurable, you can continue. But I'm always say a vagina is not really made to be penetrated for much longer than 10 minutes. So it sounds to me what we're talking about here, something that goes on much longer than 10 minutes. In that case, you might want to take some breaks. You might want to add a good amount of extra lubrication. You might tell yourself as a couple, listen, 3 orgasms in one night is good enough for us. After that, our body is starting to tell us that, hey, it's enough. I need a break. You know, I don't think it's abnormal that the muscles fatigue. Mm. On the women's side, it's probably a friction problem that's causing the pain after a while. On the guy's side, it's most likely just muscle spasm and fatigue. You know, the muscles involved in ejaculation are small little muscles, like small, like what we have in our hands, and they fatigue. So I think it's a matter of fatigue. And then there are very sensitive nerves running through that area where these muscles that are involved in the ejaculation are. And if these muscles spasm over and over and over again for more than one bout of ejaculation and orgasm, that can, in a sense, pull on the nerves, so also irritate the nerves. And that's why some people will, for instance, have a burning sensation when they urinate, because one of those little nerves right there at the tip of the urethra, and the nerves can be a little bit irritated by this repeated muscle spasm associated with the orgasm. So in a sense, I'm saying it's normal. It's just a bit of overuse. And if it's mild, you don't have to pay too much attention to it, or listen to your body and stop in time.
You said something, Dr. Rudolph, that I want you to just emphasize, because it's the first time I'm hearing about it. You said a vagina cannot be penetrated for longer than 10 minutes. So it's important to take breaks. So be intentional about during penetration. Don't go beyond the 30 minutes, because that's what can lead to these injuries and other issues.
Yeah. So look, you get vaginas and vaginas. Some can easily be penetrated much longer. Some cannot tolerate more than 3 minutes of penetration. But most men ejaculate within 3 to 5 minutes. 1 in 8 men can last 10 minutes. So it's not that common that you need to penetrate much further than that. But, you know, many people like to prolong things and so forth. Mm-hmm. It's just you have to be cognizant of the fact that it's a very fragile tube. On the other hand, that tube can kill childbirth. So it also has a lot of potential. But childbirth happens under very, very particular hormonal circumstances. So be careful.
Yeah, I like that. It has a lot of potential. It's quite resilient. Okay, yes. Let's take another WhatsApp voice note.
Clemmy, can I ask the doctor, how dangerous are these pills that we as men use to enlarge the penis? Because I last used once, but after the whole game, my penis couldn't get small. It was hard and long for about 15 minutes in such a way that I was scared that it would never go back to normal. From Anonymous.
Thank you, Anonymous. Dr. Rudolph?
So, Kimon, those things are actually very dangerous. We are very worried about what people buy over the counter. Mm. If you buy something like a Viagra, a Levitra, or a Cialis, or one of their generics, very safe. Very, very safe. Like a proper thing that a doctor prescribes for you, really very safe. The odds that you will develop priapism, which is the condition where you have this prolonged erection, but we're actually only worried about the erection that stays for more than 4 hours. So 15 minutes isn't too bad. But I think what this listener experienced was there are certain substances that's more like a herbal thing or a root that they put into these tablets that you can buy over the counter that can cause painful erections. And we're worried about it because it's not properly regulated. So if your doctor prescribes you something, it's really safe. Even if you have high blood pressure, it's not bad for your heart. You don't have to worry about it. But we don't know what they put in all of these other things. Now, a pill to make your penis bigger? Nonsense. Nonsense. There's no such a thing. Harder? Yes. But there's no such a thing as penis enlargement pills. Mm. So it is wasting your money. But yes, if you get a rock hard erection, your penis does seem bigger. But we're worried about the over-the-counter stuff. Of course, there are more milder things and things that have been better tested and things that have not been tested at all. In general, stick to the prescription stuff, I would say.
Wonderful. It's 12 minutes now before 12 o'clock. When we come back, more of your calls and WhatsApps.
Relationship issues.
Relationship talk.
On 702.
It's 10 minutes before 12 o'clock. We're wrapping up our discussion with Dr. Elna Rudolph, a sexologist, a clinical head of My Sexual Health, and also president of the World Association for Sexual Health, about sex-related pain and injuries. I've got a question here, Dr. Rudolph, about whether there are medical conditions that could potentially cause pain during sex.
There are two categories. The one is superficial pain and the other one is deep pain. Mm. If you look at superficial pain, again, there are two categories. The one is something just changed recently. So we can quickly fix it, like you picked up an infection or you recently went onto a new pill, you stop the pill, you're better, you treat the infection, you're better. You get more chronic conditions, that might be chronic nerve conditions where you have too many nerve endings around the vaginal opening. And many women with sexual pain will tell you if they feel around their vaginal opening, it is as if they are touching their eyeball more than the normal skin. You know, it's very sensitive. It doesn't want to be touched. And that then goes with muscle spasm. When there's superficial pain, there's almost always muscle spasm involved. And that can be treated with physiotherapy and dilators. And then the deep sexual pain, you have to first assume that it is like a pelvic inflammatory disease. That's a complication of a sexually transmitted disease. That it's a problem in the uterus, that it's a problem in the ovary. You know, you cannot, assume that it is, you basically have to have it checked out by a gynecologist. You know, yeah. They have the special ultrasound machine to look inside to just go and see. Like just now, before this interview, I had a patient, she had a deep pain. I've got one of those special ultrasounds. I inserted it. I saw, oh yes, there is a cyst on her ovary, you know, so that you won't be able to pick up without a special investigation, endometriosis, things like that. So I have this sheet, Clement. You won't believe it. There's probably 100 questions on this sheet that I can ask people when they have sexual pain to try and figure out what are all of the contributing factors. It's often not just as easy as, oh, you know, you had sex without a condom 3 weeks ago, now it's herpes. It's often a little bit of a few things that's causing the problem.
Hi, Clement. How are you? I'm good. I just want to find out, there are these tablets for which makes men to last longer on bed. What are the implications, the side effects? Is it fine to use such a tablet?
So these sexual enhancers, Dr. Rudolph, that help, allegedly help men last longer, is that advisable? Yeah. Could that lead to some challenges?
So again, if you're buying it from a sex shop, if you're buying it over the counter somewhere, I will not advise you to do that. By the way, there's one product that was well researched that contains pycnogenol that I think works well for erections. But to make it last longer, what you basically need is something that works inside the brain. In other words, it works like antidepressants. If you want to take a pill, if you're just spraying an anesthetic cream, if you're just numbing the penis to last longer, that's a different story. But if you're using a pill, it needs to work inside your brain. So they either illegally have some form of an antidepressant in that pill, that the side effect of that is to make you last longer, or it's just a placebo effect. Now, we treat it medically all the time, and we do use a kind of an antidepressant with that side effect to prolong it, and you can, and it works very, very well. It's extremely effective. Physiotherapy, by the way, also works well for it. There's one tablet that's registered overseas that you can take just as necessary, about 2 to 6 hours before sex, but that tablet is not available in South Africa. So in South Africa, those tablets are essentially antidepressants.
Yeah, here's the last one.
Hi, Clement. It's Anuri Mashia, man. Tell me, what could be causing like painful erections, especially if you have had sex? If I haven't had any sex, I don't feel any pain when the penis is erect. But every time if I've had sex, I feel some kind of very painful erections, especially around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. But they happen if I've had sex. What could be the problem there?
Okay, Dr. Rudolph.
So, there can be quite a few things that cause painful erections. Usually, Peyronie's disease is the big cause for painful erections, and it's associated with a curvature and a lump in the penis. But that doesn't typically occur like what he is describing here. You get something called very fancy paroxysmal nocturnal priapism, where the penis just automatically goes erect, very hard and painful in the middle of the night. And it can be triggered by sex, and it is a muscle spasm problem often. It can be sickle cell disease and all kinds of other things, but I would get to a physio, a pelvic function and sexual health physiotherapist, to see if there isn't a muscle spasm problem there that we can relieve.
Time, it's 3 minutes before 12.